Well, I think over the past 4 years, we've shown to the people of Syracuse that we are willing to make the tough choices and exercise strong leadership. And as a result, we've had unprecedented economic development, nearly $1 billion in private money that's come into the city of Syracuse, more cranes in the air. We've fully funded Say Yes to Education. 2,100 students are going to college tuition-free from the city of Syracuse, highlighted just a couple of weeks ago by a trip by President Obama talking about the great work that we've been doing in education. And we are an administration that is focused on embracing our challenges and moving forward and using our intellectual ability to solve problems and make sure that we continue to be a city on the move.
What is different about campaigning this time around than when you first campaigned for mayor? You know, I want this job, I have this vision. Seems like it was less about vision and more about, well, here's what's happened for 4 years and here's what I see going forward.
Well, it is. You know, 4 years ago, people said to me all the time, you know, it seems like the city is dead. Nothing is moving. Nothing is going on. And that was often punctuated by the Destiny Mall situation. 4 years later, people feel just the opposite. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of activity in the air. There's a lot of activity downtown. There's a lot of activity in our neighborhoods. And we have a lot of good news. There are still tremendous challenges. And the difference now is that I have a lot more knowledge about the challenges and the responsibilities than I did 4 years ago. And I also have a track record of having made decisions, some very tough ones, and saying that we had to do those in order to move the city forward, but promising people that if we made the tough decisions, if we stayed focused, we'd have achievements to crow about. And now we are. We're talking about those cranes in the air, Say Yes to Education, an innovative zone for the school district. We are moving forward with chronic challenges that I think were ignored or people felt like maybe they could never be solved. Now we're saying we're committed to solving them and we're going to use the best policies and the best ideas that we have to continue to do that.
The primary, or just the fact that there is a primary, does say that, at least from the people who are running in it and their supporters, that, well, you know, maybe it's time to go in a different direction. What have you heard from people? You know, you've talked with people, some of whom I'm sure are your supporters. You know, that's who would come to your events, but maybe some not. What are you hearing from them now about, and maybe how that's different from 4 years ago?
Well, what I'm hearing about now is, again, our track record of the decisions that we've made for 4 years, and some of those folks haven't been happy with some of those decisions. And they have said that they're not going to vote for me based on the fact that I cut overtime for the police and for firefighters, based on the fact that they disagreed with me making some of the tough choices. But interestingly enough, I'd say to them, well, what would you have done? And they can't come up with a real or rational response to that question. It's easy to promise the world to everybody. Politicians do it. But when you're a mayor and you've been mayor, you realize very quickly that you have to make tough choices and that there's an accountability at the end of the day. And I, you know, what I've heard overwhelmingly from people is, we know you're a strong leader. We know that you believe in the city of Syracuse. And even on those occasions that we disagree with you, we know why you're doing the things that you're doing and where you stand.
Just two quick things about the primary again. Were you surprised at all that you were primaried, if that's a verb?
No. The incumbent mayor of Buffalo has a primary. The incumbent mayor of Rochester has a primary. I think it says more to do with sort of the demise of the Republican Party upstate than it has to do with anything else.
Well, and it's a very Democratic thing, mm-hmm. really. I mean, even if you're running for reelection, to consider other candidates.
Sure, sure. And, you know, and I think it's going to be a referendum on my 4 years, and I think that that's appropriate, and I have been pleased to talk about my track record and pleased to talk about the accomplishments we made and remind people about what the feeling, the general overall sentiment was 4 years ago and where we are now.
Are you concerned with turnout? You know, primaries have notoriously crappy turnout, and, you know, that means a very few number of votes can sway. I don't
sure.
need to tell you this.
Yeah.
Are you worried, and what have you done about it?
We're always worried about turnout, always worried about turnout. And we have been knocking on doors, we've been making phone calls, we've been mailing, we've been on television. We're going to do all that we can to get as many people out to the poll to express their American rights as citizens to go and vote. And so what we will do is do all that we can to the point of we're probably going to annoy some people. So what I've been saying this past weekend, every voter I meet, vote early, because if you don't, you're going to get a phone call from us, you're going to get a door knock, you're going to hear from us. So the earlier you vote, the less phone calls and less door knockings you're going to have. But we're going to do all that we can to make sure that people remember that it's primary day, remember that the polls open at noon, and get out there and exercise the rights that so many people fought hard for.